Colosseum reopens in Rome. 26th of September 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Roma, Italia, Imperium Romanum. The amphitheater that symbolized the Christians, and not to mention the lions' suffering, during the Pax Romana has reopened. More than 30,000 Christians and 1.3 million endangered species were ruthlessly slaughtered by the great and terrible might of Rome at the Flavian Amphitheater after its opening in AD 80, until the lamewad Christian pussy Theodosius banned everything that was fun in the 390s. The stupid imbeciles lived in squalor for days until they were pwned. After a major refurbishment program has allowed the venue to host Monday's sellout games between Opus Dei, local psychopathic Pope Benedict XVI's favorite team, and Hezbollah, who totally wasted Israel in July and August, rock bands including U2 and Megadeth performed in a star-studded ceremony. Many thought that the Goths took Rome in 476, the building would be condemned. This has largely been the case, but in recent years, $180 bajillion were spent on the huge renovation effort and a rigging of the most recent Italian parliamentary reaction. Although some question spending about so much on a sports stadium, the Pontifex Maximus, Benedict XVI described it as a vital symbol for the recovery for the city and the state, and a fun and entertaining method of capital punishment for felons and dissidents. This is exactly what the church needs, Irish Roman Catholic dunderhead Bono, whose song, about which much has been said, Sunday Bloody Sunday, is not a rebel song, told on news before the game. Quote, we all need something else to think about. The starving masses of Africa can wait, unquote. Gladiatorial games were last held in the Colosseum in AD 394, a few years after Christianity had been established as state religion in 391. Those who still liked blood and gore were forced either to watch bullfights or instigate genocide, both of which never gained the massive appeal of gladiatorial combat. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.